Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS, as we're again joined by four members from the Pella USA swim team. So we again talk with Alexis DeVries, Isaac Webb, Madeline Webb, and then also Samantha Hedrick. And as we catch up with you, we talked to you before you left for the state meet for USA swimming, and now we get to talk about the results. And this was a fun four-day stretch, I think, for you. And Isaac, we're going to go ahead and start with you because you're a state champion, twice fold. Talk about your weekend for you. Big showing for you in the breaststroke. I know you were excited about that event going in. What did it take for you to find the success that you did in the 100 and the 200?
I don't know. Like, I just went out there and I just had my mindset that I was going to go out there and do the best I could. And I dropped a ton of time.
Isaac, in terms of just the competition, what was it like to get to swim against some of the other top swimmers in the state?
It was good to be pushed and, like, know that there was always someone either in front of me or behind me chasing me, trying to catch up to me or stay ahead of me.
Can you feel that very much when you're in the water?
No, but, like, it's always in the back of my head that there's someone that's right next to me.
Well, Isaac, we're going to actually bounce over now to Samantha, because Samantha, Isaac's big day, his first big day came on Friday, and that was Friday was a big day for this entire team. Talk about your Friday session back in Iowa City.
Well, I guess I did pretty good. I made it back in finals and all my events, so.
Well, yeah, you end up overall after that day going eighth place in the 100-meter breaststroke. In terms of just your different strokes, how does that rank into what you like and what makes you successful at that particular event?
Well, I feel like that was a pretty strong event for me, I guess. Probably not one of my best, but it was good to go in there and get eighth.
Alexis, I'm going to come to you. Actually, we're just kind of following things chronologically a little bit. Saturday, you're in the 100-meter breaststroke. I know that was an event that you talked about enjoying being able to swim. So what stood out for you in your competition?
That there's so many different people from all other state, and that there's always someone better than me swimming. So I was just trying to do the best I could for that day and get my own personal best with that. I really didn't care what place I got.
Personal best, there were a lot of them that fell. What do you think was the key to having so much success? Because that could be a lot of pressure in that situation too.
Probably people who are encouraging us, and I know that there's people cheering me on with it.
Madeline, wanted to talk to you a little bit in terms of some of your competition. Again, as we talked with Alexis about a lot of personal bests, when you set out to take on the competition, what were the things that you were trying to do for yourself just to give you the best chance in the water?
I don't know. I usually just, like, follow somebody, and then I try to get ahead of them.
Well, all of your events that you competed in were personal bests, and you had butterflies mixed in with freestyle. When you look at the comparisons between the two, were there any of your races that were more fun than others or that stood out more to you?
Yeah, since I like to swim the butterfly, it was probably my most favorite one doing it. And since I dropped a lot of time and I got my personal best, that made me happy.
Again, if you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports Page, we're talking with Samantha Hedrick, Madeline Webb, Isaac Webb, and Alexis DeVries here from the Pella USA swim team. Alexis, this is a four-day competition. Have you been to competitions like that have taken that much time? And what is different than maybe some of the other meets that you've gone to?
Well, I only did a three-day, but with that, it's just different that you have to go every single day. And you're not just swimming one day, then you're done for the rest of the time. So you constantly have to be able that you have enough energy for the next day. And just, it's every day that you're trying to get your personal best, not for an hour or 5 hours a day.
Isaac, kind of the same question for you. I think we talked about that a little bit the last time that we had a discussion, was being able to juggle the different events that you're in and be able to have enough energy and how that all spaces out. How did you keep that balance over the days of competition?
Like in prelims, I didn't always go like all out. I had kind of like reserve a little bit for like my next event and then for finals that night. But then in finals, I just kind of went as fast as I could and pushed and pushed and pushed until I was done.
Madeline, for you, I'm sure that rest is very important in all of this. How hard do you sleep after a day of competition?
I usually sleep a lot, and since Isaac is in the earlier session, we usually have to get up really early. So I guess I usually go to bed pretty early so that I have enough energy and that I'm not sleeping during my event.
Because that would be bad.
Yeah.
Samantha, for you, when we talked about just the field of competition and the different athletes that were there other swimmers there that you recognize that you've competed against before that maybe you might have a rivalry with or even a friendly kind of competition with?
Well, there's a lot of teams and people there that I have noticed and, like, I have been friends with, and definitely that every time we see each other that we become like stronger friends, I guess, and we just help each other. It's not really rivalry. We just tell each other good luck and be there for each other if we gain time or drop time. So
what is that bond like with swimmers, and what do you think kind of makes you all close together even though you compete against each other?
Well, besides competing, we normally just kind of talk and hang out, I guess, outside of swimming. And competing to us, like, if one beats the other, it's not really upset. It's just happy for each other.
Alexis, coming back to you, the last time we talked, we discussed the Olympics a little bit. They were getting ready to start. Now they're underway. We've got to see some swimming. Now that you've got the chance to watch that, what have you enjoyed, I guess, from maybe getting the chance to take in the Olympics? And do you kind of use that as a learning experience at the same time?
Yeah, I do. When I'm watching the Olympics, I know we had the TV on at the state meet, and I would be watching it, and with the breaststroke, I'd be watching how they're doing it, and then I would try to take that back into what I was doing and actually got a better time with that.
Madeline, kind of the same thing for you. As far as the Olympics go, have there been things that you've been able to take in and learn from over these past few days as you get to watch Team USA or some of the other competitors from around the world?
Yeah, I just like to watch how they swim and how their strokes are. Like on my butterfly, I watch them. And most of them pull really fast, so that's one thing that I've been working on, because some people just like stop in front of them and you're supposed to keep going and it's supposed to make you faster.
Isaac, coming back to you, the last time we talked, you mentioned that now beyond the state meet, you've got your zones meet coming up here very soon. How do you prepare for that? What are your expectations going in there?
Just like working hard at practice, and then like when we go to the meet, just making sure that I'm not like slacking off or anything, that I'm pushing to my max.
Samantha, the same thing for you. You'll also be going to this zones meet coming up. What are your goals going in? How do you make sure that you get the maximum output for what you can do?
Well, I know that this year I'm hopefully more prepared, because last year I was really tired, and this year I want to go into it ready and just fully prepared for it.
When we talked about the state meet, I asked you the events that you'd be competing in for that. For zones, is it the same ones? Do you have different ones that you've qualified in? Which events will you be competing in?
I'm just competing in three, which are the 50 free, 100 free, and 100 breast, unlike state where I had six events. So.
And Isaac, you had a full slate at state too. You'll have, I'm assuming, fewer at zones. Which events will you be competing in there?
I have the 100 breast, 200 breast, 50 free, 100 free, and 200 IM.
Well, let's go ahead and we'll go ahead and close out with you then and kind of take this full circle. We opened up talking about having two gold medals, coming away with two state titles from this meet. What does that mean to you as a swimmer, and where do you go from here?
It's really cool, like, to just see like how I've improved from like the time where I started swimming USA, and then like to now go on and see that like I start winning events at state. And it's just like cool to see how I've made progress, and then like to see how I can build and how I can go farther and keep on improving.
Well, again, it was great to talk to all of you. Congratulations on the success from this past weekend. Very excited to see what the future holds for you as well. So thanks a lot for your time, and we'll try to run into you again sometime soon. Thank you.
Thanks.
Once again, members of the Pella USA Swimming Club team, again, stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page coming up next on KNIA KRLS.